rediscover the facets of yourself that have been kept hidden away for far too long. For just $1, you can take a journey and make it your ultimate transformation. Center of the Sun Plus offers more tools, support, and community to help you explore your inner realms. Click the link in the description to join today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks to you for joining me this hour. You are not dumb as fuck. I know you were not encouraged to study very hard as a kid, but believe it or not, you have a second chance. We have been trying to understand what the hell has been going on with the world, and I have been ranting about energy and chakras on this show for the last few episodes, and from my perspective, it does not make very much sense because it goes against Jesus and your foundation, you know, your religious foundation and everything you and I have been taught. But that is the point of this show. Welcome to season one of Center of the Sun, touched on neurology and that expansive ability of the human body to regulate itself through the observation of what did we observe? The exchange of carbon or calcium atoms. David Eagleman, the neuroscientist that was the author of this weird-ass book about the afterlife called Some, he led us on a journey to understand the measurable internal universe. And when I say measurable, I mean like literally like with the microscope. That everyone has inside of them. And basically, he discovered that every single human has their own like reality inside of their body because of the way that your metabolism and your internal processes are on a time, like perfectly timed. Anyway, this episode, we're going to continue that conversation, but we're merging it with some ideas of previous conversations in this season about the esoteric energy system of the humans. We've been talking about it all season. Basically, if you think you've finished learning or that you're done learning, think again. This episode is called Brain Food because it's your responsibility to continue feeding your brain, bitch, or you'll lose it. I was reading an article in the New York Times about some new links from Alzheimer's and when people drop out of school. And I was under the impression because of some traumatic brain injury research that once your brain is grown or suffers a traumatic injury or something, or just loses brain cells because you smoke too much weed or something, you never get those brain cells back. And well, since that is kind of true, several other studies that I've looked at recently, cooking up people to EKG machines and these machines that basically measure the electrical activity of the human body, those machines show that brain capacity is not as easy to understand as we previously thought. So, a few episodes ago, I talked about a study about a man who had a fairly large brain tumor that affected his ability to visualize, like literally like visualize other rooms. And like when he's in one room and, you know, so imagine yourself in the room that you're in right now, and then imagine you yourself like going to the bathroom or something. This man didn't have the ability to visualize another room outside of the room in which he was already inside of. And that was because a large chunk of his brain was damaged. But his imagination for that particular thing was the only thing that was affected. So this is not really a study, but more of an accidental finding in pursuit of another study. But the moral of the story was that once a human loses a large part of the brain, that brain does not create new brain cells. It simply abandons that part of the brain and basically just learns how to adapt, like any human knows. It's just like if you go blind or something, like your brain just learns how to adapt, and actually your other senses are heightened as a result of it. But what if your brain is perfectly healthy? What if you wanted to increase your brain capacity, but you didn't know how it worked? Well, that's why the fuck you're listening to my show. Thank you for listening to Center of the Sun. I want to encourage you to increase your capacity as a supreme being, because you cannot be contained in this physical reality. Thank you, Seven Bowman, for telling me that. Reading a new book, though, that, you know, I'm a researcher, so I always have to dip back into Cartesian rationalism. And I'm reading a new book called Your Brain Knows More Than You Think, and it's by this dude called Niels Birnbaumer or something. You can find the link in the description of this podcast, but it touches on some of the measurable truths about the human brain. The last few episodes, I have been giving you a lot of spirituality. I'm so tired. And this week, my hope is that I can bridge all of these ideas for you, because it's all important. The author of this book explains an idea called neuroplasticity. Have you heard of this? Tweet me at CenterSun21 on Twitter. The author explains two fundamental theses. Okay, let me get over here to this book. Okay, so this book is called Your Brain Knows More Than You Think. Sorry, and this gentleman or these authors basically want us to understand two main things. And I'm going to read verbatim from the book because it's just easier. Page 17 of our book here. 17. So, quote, the brain desires effects that it assesses as emotionally positive. Okay? It does not matter to the brain what these consist of. There are some people who love to hurt others, and there are people who love to be hurt. There are people who need to be active all the time, whether they are and whatever they are doing. And there are others who prefer to do nothing and to keep a low profile. Passivity can also produce positive effects, even if they consist of only reassurance for the passive person that he or she has done nothing wrong. Brain areas in the orbital frontal cortex and the limbic system evaluate situations and events as if they happen, measuring them against the gratifying and punitive effects that are achieved in the past of or which is currently expected. These expectations control whether or not we engage in punishment avoidance behavior. If this seeking or avoidance is successful, the appropriate behavior is imprinted and stabilized at the physiological level. In the brain, the processes involve neurohormones and transmitters that also play a central role in what? Addiction. So this central theme around this book basically dictates that our brain seeks information and experiences that promote positive emotions, okay? So our conversations around the esoteric energy system, we have found out through various sources, one of them mainly being through secretenergy.com that our emotions are stored in our esoteric energy system, also known as our chakras. So when the Buddhists and the Taoists and all these people talk about like chakras and energy, like meditation and we have on the other end of the spectrum, like modern science that actually confirms those systems. So we know from ancient folk information and modern science that our bodies and our brains seek information that make us feel good. Okay? So, moving along, the second fundamental thing about this author that he wants to convey to us is that the brain is open to anything as long as it achieves a desired effect. Since an immutable personality is of little use in the fight of survival, okay? So, rather, it is necessary to be able to react flexibly to changing situations. So, when Charles Darwin spoke of the survival of the fittest, he did not mean the strongest, but the most adaptable. And the book goes on to talk about cockroaches, but I don't really feel like talking about cockroaches. They aren't that fucking exciting because we are supreme beings. We cannot be contained in this physical reality, not fucking cockroaches. Basically, with practice, you can increase your brain capacity. And all the notions that humans, once we abandon parts of our brain, no longer regain them, is not necessarily as cut and dry as we thought. So, the author continues on to explain in this book that your brain capacity can be increased by meditation. Okay? This is because during meditation, your brain is less reactive. So, mindfulness. You know what Oprah and everybody's telling us to be vegans and like be practice mindfulness and awareness? A lot of this is so that they can manipulate us. Not Oprah, but like anybody can manipulate us. But your brain capacity can be increased by meditation. You can benefit from an increased brain capacity in various ways. And I'm going to share with you some ways that I've increased my brain capacity through meditation. On Twitter, I asked, who wants to be a coder? You know, who wants to learn web development? Because it's actually easy if you allow yourself to learn it. And during meditation, you allow yourself and your brain to be less reactive. When your brain is less reactive, it can hold more stuff. That is measurable. And it's confirmed through various ancient folk ideas. Therefore, you can recall more memories when your brain is less reactive. You can recall the things you've learned when you meditate. So, have you ever meditated before? Email me, host@centersun21.com. It's a very interesting experience because once you get good at it, it's like you kind of like want to do it all the time. Because, but not everybody can do it. And sometimes you have to like take a psychedelic or like do weird shit in order to get there. But I got into meditation on YouTube. That is the easiest way because I'm a musician. I intuitively, music speaks to me in ways that I don't understand. So you can look up on YouTube guided meditations to help you practice mindfulness, or like you can do it like sleep or like lucid dreaming type of stuff. Like you can do all those tones and stuff. Like you'll find these weird ass videos with just like little tones, like beeps and bells and shit. But all those tones react with our consciousness. And because we know, you know, talking about the esoteric energy systems and all that kind of stuff, our bodies react to energy. Sound is just another form of energy. Sound waves are just another form of energy. So you can use guided meditations like the ones found on YouTube to help you get into practice. Because that's the biggest thing that's, you know, just clearing your mind and like forgetting about the thing. Like sometimes music can distract you in a way that allows you to meditate. But basically what I've learned is that when all else fails, just try to make your body, and we're not trying to talk to aliens or we're not trying to pray or do anything. All you got to do is just try to make your body feel the heaviest that it can feel. If you focus on that feeling, you'll get there. You don't have to breathe or do nothing. As long as you just like keep trying to relax and relax and just make your body feel as heavy as possible. That a couple times, you know, over the course of a month, you should be, you know, on your way to practicing mindfulness. Also, I want to encourage you to visit secretenergy.com. If you go to my website, centersun21.com, if you're already listening to the episode, scroll to the bottom of the page. There's a link to the website, secretenergy.com. I encourage you to look around. I think the link is specifically promoting this supplement that I take called She Legit. It like helps replace like the nutrients that are lost in modern farming. But look around, because there is much to see and much to learn. Since I've been doing this, I've been able to connect with my higher self. I already had a sense of doing that anyway, but during this episode, I'm going to share with you a few things that I've been able to increase, you know, my skills with meditation, songwriting, web development, all things creativity. One thing I can't do is save money, but let me explain to you why meditation is important, and this is why, or how to, like, what is meditation? Okay, so let's just talk about what is meditation, and I want to encourage you to go to secretenergy.com, because this is where I'm getting all this information from. Seven Bowman, the founder of this whatever business website or whatever, the set of this platform, basically he's created a platform. This information is open source, so secretenergy.com is an open source spirituality platform that I've been getting some information from. And there's a, if you go to the wisdom tab or whatever, you can go to all these websites that give us very good information about meditation. So I wanted to quote this website again. I keep doing it because it's like, it's good stuff. But the secret, so quote, the secret of meditation work, and you know, it's terrible grammar, so I'm just going to suffer through it, but I can't read also, so bear with me. The secret of meditation work in its earlier stages is the power to visualize. Before I continue on, end quote, you know, whatever. Before I continue on, I want to talk about the imagination. As children, we're encouraged to use our imagination a lot, but as we grow up, we are discouraged and we're encouraged to like think about practical things and like money and like external things. But the Center of the Sun podcast, all it wants you to do is encourage you to worry about yourself, worry about what's going on inside of your head first before you externalize those, you know, externalize those ideas. The first stage is visualization. So if you can't meditate, if you can't clear your mind, visualize. And that is the first step to be mastered. So the website goes on to continues on to say, quote, it leads to the ability to use the creative power of the imagination plus mental energy as a measure to further the ends of the hierarchy and to carry out the divine plan. So before I, you know, continue on, that is that system, that is the matrix that we're, that is being used to distract us from like the divine plan. And the divine plan is that system of 12 that we see in everything, but in our own bodies. So basically the divine plan is the transit of neurochemicals and hormones through our nervous system. And they call it the divine plan because that is literally the route of our consciousness, but it feels so normal to us because it's our body. But the way that the hormones travel through our body, through our nervous system, is the divine plan, is the path to consciousness. Visualization is just a byproduct of that. visualization. So this website goes on to say, quote, visualization. And if you don't understand what I just said, please email me host@centersun21.com, or you can tweet me at centersun21 on Twitter. I'm going to continue on. Visualization is the initial step in the demonstration of the occult law, or these ideas that energy follows thought. Okay. One of your first tasks is to achieve factual knowledge of this. That's why visualization is so important. Visualization builds a picture form on the astral plane, and thought energy of the mind gives life and direction to this form. Okay? This is the idea of manifestation. We're not literally creating things physically with our hands. We're using our energy system, our esoteric energy system, to create the conditions in which that which we visualize becomes real. Okay? And that's achieved through various roundabout ways. Okay? Thereby, a rapport or line of energy is constructed between the mind and the astral field, and becomes a triple line of energy when the soul of the discipline is utilizing this creative process in some planed or definitely constructive manner. Your ability to visualize whatever you want to visualize is the link. This is why this is the divine plan. Like, you have to practice this, because you'll never get to your higher self if you don't first start here. Okay? You have to use your imagination. It seems so fucking stupid, but you have to do it. It continues on. It is also with these self-created forms, embodying spiritual ideals and divine purpose, that the master's work and hierarchical purpose take shape. Divine plan, okay? Divine plan, God, the divine is you know? So the basic objective of meditation is to enable an individual to become an outer manifestation of what he or she is in the inner reality. And true occult meditation is practiced as a service to the human race. It is also the single most effective means of transcending the binding, restrictive sense of separateness and isolation which imprison the human consciousness and render it futile. Imagine all of your frustrations decrease, not eliminated, but decrease, because you are not trapped in this physical reality. You are a supreme being. You're not isolated. Nature is not mute, okay? There's something greater than yourself, and all you have to do is realize you have to go inside first. We can measure this stuff with science, and then we can confirm it with ancient folk information. Okay? So, as a planetary service, it is practical and effective, and is a method of cooperating with the process of planetary evolution and planetary redemption. Meditation is a way by which the consciousness can be focused, aligned, and turned inwards towards the soul. This starts with mental activity, not only that of the lower mind. Okay? So you got to start somewhere. And we're going to start with web development. You know, we're going to start with songwriting, analyzing every day. I use my lower mind because I'm constantly fact checking and verifying and doing all these things with my logic part of my brain. But also the ability to bring the lower mind through conscious direction into alignment with the higher self, the higher mind, and the higher soul. A thought or seed idea contemplated in the light of the soul produces new thoughts or mental illumination, which the lower mind interprets and implies and applies. So it's like a cascade. Okay, and you just have to practice, okay? Once you start, you can't stop, okay? Clearly directed thought and meditation, with the mind held steady in the light of the soul, is a scientific means of contacting those major aspects of the life force we call light and love and power. This gives them right interpretation and directs them in the form of ideas and planning into specific activity. This is manifestation. This is how it happens, okay? So I'm going to read that again. You direct your thoughts. Your mind holds the thoughts in your soul, in your esoteric energy system. Somewhere in part of that is your soul, okay? Through that connection with your higher self or your soul, well, your higher self and your soul are not the same thing. Through that connection with these esoteric, with this esoteric energy system, your body interprets that and starts in forming ideas and starts directing your moves and your decisions to specific activities that perpetuate those ideas, okay? So when you start leaning towards joy, your body starts like creating things and starts doing things that perpetuate joy. When you lean towards evil and pain and destruction, your body seeks those things because for some reason, when you start thinking about those things, you put those things into your soul, your decisions start reflecting those thoughts, okay? Does that make sense? Meditation can help you figure out what you need to focus on, okay? Because your body, as I said earlier with that book, the more, or your brain knows more than you think, your brain capacity is increased. So you can start deciphering and discerning better when you increase your brain capacity. This is because during meditation, your brain is less reactive. When your brain is less reactive, it can hold more stuff. It can make better decisions. It can do things faster. Therefore, you can recall memories and make decisions about what you've learned faster and easier. And YouTube is a good place to start. Guided meditation is a good place to start. And I want to continue on reading this thing. This website. Meditation is also concerned with the right use of control. Okay. Meditation is also concerned with the right use and control of the four personality bodies. The mental body, the emotional body, the etheric body, and the dense physical body. Also, the integration into the unified, coordinated whole, and finally, the fusion of the integrated personality with the soul. This means... This is a means of releasing greater light. So you just gotta, basically, it don't take all that. It sounds more complicated than it is, but it already exists inside of you. Have to realize it. Basically, meditation helps you align those ideas and helps you, like, remember that your physical body is not the only body. And it's easy to align them with meditation. All you gotta do is practice. So... what do you do to meditate? Or how do you feed your brain? Well, I suggest that you feed your brain by seeking joy. And I'm specifically saying joy, not happiness, because sometimes happiness has like a negative connotation because it's false, because it can be false. But joy is true, is like a true feeling. So I seek joy by music. How do you seek joy? Email me, host@centersun21.com. Also, I seek joy by learning new things. So one thing that I love, for some reason I can't keep away from, is web development. And Seven Bowman, the creator of secretenergy.com, he has not only encouraged me to get back into spirituality, but he also has encouraged me to get back into web development because I feel like with the announcement of, oh my God, JP Morgan Chase Bank, oh my God, they announced their new version of cryptocurrency. So I'm like, God damn it, Seven Bowman's fucking right. Secretenergy.com is a good place to go if you're trying to figure out what to do in this weird ass world. But Seven Bowman has been focusing on cryptocurrency, and I would really have loved to see his face when they when they announced it. But cryptocurrency is something that is extremely important, and Seven Bowman has created his own version of it called Ohms and Joules. But I want to create my own platform, and I don't really want to create my own cryptocurrency, but I've been researching Ethereal Classic, a cryptocurrency that I intend on investing in. I already own some Ethereum cryptocurrency, but I want to own Ethereum Classic because that's the one that's like not shitty. But in order to do that, I want to build a platform in which I can earn, you know, someone can pay me something in the form of Ethereum Classic. Also, I want to build a forum. So web development. If you're interested in learning web development, I want to direct you to a website called freecodecamp.com. I'm going to search it right now. And it is this like long ass, robust ass website that helps you learn how to code, and it starts from very basic. You build a little app with a little cat. It's real cute. That's very hands-on. It has a browser, you know, if you don't have a thing, if you don't have a full computer, a good computer, it lets you code right in the browser. So, and it's free. Everything is free. Got videos, got step-by-step. Freecodecamp.org. It has a great curriculum. I've used it. Also, I've taken college classes in which I've learned Java. So if you are fortunate enough to have access to higher education, I would suggest adding a few IT classes to your coursework. Learning in a classroom with a professor has actually been the best way that I learn. Because I'm an extrovert, I need like the connection to like an actual human physical body in order to learn something. So that is a route if you'd like to learn more coding. In addition to that, let me pull up my Kindle. Oh shit, where's my Kindle reader? I'm reading this new book. I think it's read.amazon.com. I'm reading this new book. Let me see what book I'm reading. It is called, I'm going to tell you right now, it's pulling it up. Yeah, a new version is available. Come on, girl. What am I reading right now? I am reading. I'm about to tell you. No. Oh, crap. Hold on. All right. I'm reading The Self-Taught Programmer on Kindle Unlimited. So, I wish I had like an affiliate link, but I think they kicked me out. If you want to get, if you want to learn, I think it's Python. It's a programming language. It's called Python, and I'm going. So, my journey is I took a class in college around Visual Basic, learning ASP.NET. .NET, and so I've revisited since they've gotten open, became open source with ASP.NET Core. I've downloaded Visual Basic or Visual Studio 2017, and I'm trying to get back into ASP.NET Core MVC, but in order to do that, I needed to get some foundation on Python. So there's this book on Kindle Unlimited called The Self-Taught Programmer, and it's a good resource. If you have Kindle Unlimited, it's already included. So I've been trying to read it at work in between patients. I'm like, these motherfuckers won't let me read and won't let me increase my knowledge. But since I've meditated, like I've just been like a fountain and a sponge of information. And I want to learn more, and I want to create the life that I deserve. So in order to do that, web development is very important, unfortunately. So those are two resources that I have used. What have you used? Are you into programming? Have you ever done it? On the iPhone, they have this app called Tasks. Download it and see if you can, or Shortcuts rather. Download it and see if you can like figure out how to freaking create a loop or whatever. But coding is hard, but once you get, or program, web development is hard, but once you figure it out, it's so fucking, what is the word that, it's satisfying. It's like the logic, it just clicks, and you just feel like 30 million times smarter. That's why meditation is important. You want to feel smart. You are smart. You are not dumb as fuck. I told you. Just because you think that your brain can't hold any more information, that's a lie. All you need to do is practice. Practice makes perfect. On secretenergy.com, they have all kind of methods to help you on your journey to ascension or your journey to Inception, whatever Leonardo DiCaprio would do on that movie that I have never seen or I keep trying to watch, but I keep falling asleep every time. But going inside of your body is the fucking point of this show. Jesus Christ. Feed your brain. You feed your brain by increasing your brain capacity. You increase your brain capacity, the fastest way and the easiest way to do it. And there are other ways, of course, but the easiest way to do it is through meditation. You can use YouTube and you can use music and you can use prayer. You can go to church and you can increase your brain capacity by being less reactive. When you're less reactive, that's when you start learning stuff and you can connect to your higher self. You can literally ask yourself questions. One of the questions that I asked myself, because a few episodes ago, did I share with you that I ran out and bought tarot cards just for the hell of it? Because my higher self told me to. I just got up and went and did it. And they were right there. There was only one pack. It was right there. It was made for me. Picked it up. But I meditate, and then before I get active again, I ask my higher self what energy is surrounding me right now. What energy is surrounding me right now? And then I pull three tarot cards. And it just helps me understand what I'm looking for. It's not fortune telling or anything. It just helps me understand my own intuition and my own divine plan. So, thank you for listening. That is it for this episode of Center of the Sun. Check out freecodecamp.org. Let me know what you think. Also, have you ever used GarageBand for the iPhone or the iPad? It's fucking amazing. I want to do like a tutorial on how to use these loops. It's like no one's talking about how to do it, but I've already made a song. Y'all liked it 600 times or looked at it 600 times. So, how do you increase your joy? Please tell me. HostCentrSun21.com. It's been real. Take care.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make the brave decision to venture within, you will unlock your true potential so you can push forward with confidence, conviction, and a purpose. For only $1, you can become a Center of the Sun Plus Gold member and get closer to that purpose. No matter how difficult the process may be, remember it's your resilience and commitment that will ultimately lead you to where you want to go.